This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you something. The left, they're full of it. And I'm talking about hypocrisy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's going to be our theme for today, hypocrisy. Frederick William Robinson said there are three things in the world that deserve no mercy: hypocrisy, fraud, and tyranny. And I could have added leftist. Anyway, glad you guys are here to have me explain to you the hypocrisy of the left. It is glaring. It is in your face. They cannot defend it. They are frauds, hypocrites, tyrants, bullies. I can give you 50 names for these guys and then continue after I take a breath. Terrible. Everything that they talk about is completely bass ackwards, as they say. And it doesn't matter where you start. They're mad, for example, that we pulled out of the Kyoto climate treaty in Japan. Why? Because they were stealing. They got mad when we pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. And the irony of it, the hypocrisy of it is, these guys know the data's flawed. They know they cooked the books. These are the people that will tell you that every vote should count. Your most important thing, your most treasured act as a citizen of a country is to have a vote. And then they will try to cheat and let anybody vote. People that haven't invested as you have, they don't see the hypocrisy, but they do. They absolutely do. Don't believe them. They'll tell you that the illegals that they bring over to cancel out your legitimate vote as a citizen are cost positive to the economy. Again, wrong data, skewed data, faulty data, fraudulent data. And they know this. Why? Because they want to impose tyranny. These hypocrites will use fraud in order to terrorize you, to be a tyrannical group of elitists who want to tell you how to think. Whether it's an individual act, something they want to take from you at your local level, like a friend of mine who had a city councilman try to railroad him out of his property, or whether it's an Agenda 21 thing where they want the UN to come in and act as if they know more about how to govern you than you know yourself as your own community. These hypocrites will tell the president it is his responsibility. His number one responsibility is to protect citizens from any type of threat, foreign and domestic. And the very moment that the president tries to do that, they will fight him, call him xenophobic, call him racist, call him Islamophobic. But the president who did exactly the same thing before, the black dude, he can do the very same thing, and those hypocrites won't say a word. They're tyrants, fascist, communist, bullies and beast, and they will do anything, up to the point of beating you to into submission or killing you. And don't you think for one second I'm exaggerating this. They will beat you to death. They will look at a group of Muslims, stone somebody and say, "You can't put that on the internet. That's just too mean." But let these dudes watch a Trump rally and they will watch people get chased and beaten. And if left to their own devices of the left, they would kill you at Berkeley if they could. Why? Because you're a conservative. Because you're a Republican. Because you don't toe the line. Because you dare think for yourself. You dare not follow groupthink. Look, we're all, a bunch of us listening to this program, the overwhelming majority, are conservatives. God bless you for that. I didn't force you. And you know what? We don't monolithically completely agree. We have a common core of things that bind us. And so we're all happy that, oh, yeah, Kevin, I agree with you that we shouldn't let pedophiles be babysitters. We agree on that. But maybe I say, well, you know, I see it as a disorder. And you say, Kevin, I don't care if it's a disorder. I think those guys need to be put in prison or, you know, have their pee-pees cut off. Whatever. We can disagree on that. But what we core agree on is that they shouldn't be babysitters. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree on the nuances and all the other stuff outside of that. You can't do that on the left. You have to love the pedophile. You got to love the baby rapers. You got to love them. Because if you don't, these knuckleheads will go, oh, that's not cool. We're supposed to be all inclusive when it comes to nut, you know, nut jobs. Yeah, that's supposed to be all inclusive. Well, you know, yeah, they're inclusive. They love terrorists. They love MS-13 gang members. They love black thugs that are menacing citizens all over the country every single day. They love women who want us to pay for their abortions. These, as my grandmother would say, these loose women, these fast girls. They want us to pay for their abortions. They love everything that takes money from you that they don't have to pay for. They love all of that. Yeah, it's all fair game. Bunch of hypocrites. And you know why they love it? Because they don't pay for it. They don't have to deal with it. They claim that they want to pay more. We should be paying more taxes. The rich people ought to pay more taxes. And you know who shouts it the loudest? The rich people on the left who do everything they can to not pay more taxes. Can I get a hallelujah? I need my handkerchief. It's getting hot up in here. Because let me tell you, leftists are the biggest hypocrites, frauds, and tyrants on the planet. If you see people being oppressed, don't look for conservatives. Don't look for Christian or Judeo-Christian valued people. You will not see us oppressing people, not as a general rule. I'm not saying we don't go astray, but I'm telling you, as a general rule, we want everybody to succeed. We love it. We see the pie get bigger, but not leftists. Frauds, hypocrites, and tyrants. That's what they are. There's maybe no worse vice than hypocrisy. And don't misunderstand me, folks. We all go through it. Your kids, the way you learn the most about yourself is when somebody goes, you're being a bit of a hypocrite. What? And you get a bit offended. You've been called a hypocrite. Well, you know what? They're probably right. Whoever's saying it, if it's somebody who loves you, who you respect, they're probably right. I'll tell you my hypocrite story. I don't have time this segment. When we come back, I'm going to tell you my hypocrite story. And I got a bunch of them. But you know what you do? You learn from your hypocrisies. And you say, you know what? Or at least at the very least, you at least take a look at them and say, I'll learn from them. It doesn't mean you change, but you do recognize them. And you go, yep, that's hypocritical. But so what? But they don't. They rationalize it. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks. Kevin Jackson, you listen to Community.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to reach us, 844-551-8255, or if you want to get us on demand anytime you want, kjradio.com. And we're always happy to have you download the show, listen to segments, pass those along to friends, etc. And today we are talking about truisms. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because a truism is something that's irrefutable. You don't even bother to argue it. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Look at the Jesse Jackson family. Right? Look at the Clinton family. Look at these politicians who do the craziest things. And then you look at their kids and you go, there you go. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And why are we so focused on family and raising kids, right? My son threw a piece of paper, you know, like it was very small, like a gum wrapper, on the ground. And his mom said to him, "Get that up." He's like, oh, scrambling. He's like, "It was just a little piece of paper. Get it up. We don't litter." End of story. when I'm walking along, it could be practically anywhere. I can't do it in liberal cities, but I will pick up the trash of other people. I've watched people throw things on the ground. I'll just walk right behind them, pick it up, and put it in the trash can. Now, I don't know if anybody sees it. I don't know if it registers. I look at it as, okay, that moron leftist didn't want to do something that he or she should have done. And it's both genders. In the city, they don't care. And I just look at it as, you know what? No, don't even think about it. Act like you dropped it. And I throw it away. I'm not looking for somebody to go, oh, wow, he's such an amazing guy. I just think that it's a horrible thing to do. Leftists talk about love of the environment. The truism would be we should respect Mother Earth and take care of it, right? There's nobody that would argue with that. But who does it? We do. Conservatives do. Leftists don't. They talk about it. There's another truism. Actions speak louder than words. You heard that one? Yeah. In Africa, they say it differently. They say when deeds speak, words fall silent. It's an African proverb. Yeah. So that's the fact. Actions do speak louder than words. I love you. Really? Then why do you keep, fooling around? Why do you keep messing with that? Why do you keep always stealing money from my bank account? Versus, coming up and hugging me and showing me and being a contributing person to my life, et cetera, et cetera. Actions speak louder than words. You can tell your kids you love them till you're blue in the face. Or you can hug them and encourage them and explain life to them and things like that and let them grow up to be solid citizens. Barack Obama, he was full of words. Glorious, beautiful words. Donald Trump and the truism. When deeds speak, words fall silent. Actions speak louder than words. Donald Trump goes and he does it. Period. We talked about these kids that got, Donald Trump got released from China. I just want to have you think for 1 second. Where would these young black men be if Barack Obama were president? Be honest. I'd like leftists to really consider this. Do you honestly believe, given Barack Obama's track record, that these young black men would have been released within 3 days of being put in Chinese jail, that they would be on their way home to America, having shoplifted in a foreign country? Do you think they'd be home? Because if you say yes, I'm going to remind you of the length of time that we've had hostages, American citizens, sitting in jails around the world under Obama. You know how he got the ones in Iran back? He shipped $1 billion plus by plane overseas to Iran. That's when they released the hostages. He rebuilt their nuclear program to get our hostages back. What about Otto Wambier? He didn't even get him back. That kid was in North Korea because he stole a flag, a tchotchke North Korean flag. He was in North Korea for the better part of a year, and it took Donald Trump to bring him home so he could die. He was so abused in North Korea. And we talked about Andrew Tamarisi, Marine sergeant, took a wrong turn in Mexico, stayed there the better part of a year, suffering from PTSD. A Marine, the commander-in-chief of America, with a deficit of $57 billion that Mexico has in trade with us. They certainly can't compare to our military might. And Barack Obama couldn't make a phone call and get a Marine sergeant home. It took Trump. And when he got home, Donald Trump gave the man $25,000. I'm just telling you. Actions speak louder than words. I hear people, the never Trumpers, and people that dislike this man. Look, I know people will listen to this program and say Kevin's all in for Donald Trump. It's just not the truth. I wasn't happy with Donald Trump's tax plan. I'm not happy with this budget. I only trust that Donald Trump understands what he's doing, and he will eventually cut these budget issues and begin to shrink the deficit and eventually the economy's running great, but we can't continue to spend the way we're spending. and we must cut the debt. So hopefully that'll occur. So I'm not lockstep with the guy, but what I will tell you is this. The man is about action. He doesn't come on and tell you things like, there's not a scintilla of evidence, a smidgen of evidence against the IRS that's real when in persecution of conservatives, and then we find out later that's a lie. He doesn't tell us that he's going to ship money over to Iran because we've lost some court battle with him, and it's not money for hostages when that's what it is. He doesn't go around. Donald Trump doesn't go around apologizing for what America's done when, in fact, we are the best hope for savior of this world. What are you talking about? And the irony of it all is that action after action that Donald Trump does that helps this economy, that helps the American citizen, that makes people feel good about being American again, action after action, you have naysayers out there. You have people that are so, they hate being wrong to such a degree that they will absolutely sacrifice you, they will sacrifice the Donald Trump, because they want to be right. Let me tell you something. If I had been wrong about Barack Obama, I would gladly admit it. If the dude came out saving companies, bringing business back, revitalizing the economy, I would tell you in an instant, man, I'm completely wrong. Well, Kevin, what about his stock market? He paid $1 trillion a year to prop up the stock market. Donald Trump's not having to do that. Anyway, we're talking about truisms today, folks. Next, we'll talk about the best times and the worst times.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump celebrated a portion of his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
Today, we also remember the more than 82,000 American servicemen and women who remain missing from wars and conflicts fought over the past century. We will never stop searching for them.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I'd like to talk about poverty, if we could, for just a bit. And, you know, I told you guys, pardon me, a while back, I wanted to go to these theme shows because I think that theming the show gives you it gives it more balance in terms of what we're finding in the political nature of things. And so, you know, the Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars, and we think about wars, and we think, you know, guys shooting at each other, atomic bombs and things like that, but there are many other wars that are being waged against you all the time. Right now, there's a war being waged in America. It's a silent war. It was a silent coup attempted of Donald Trump. A silent coup. A war. Conservative versus leftist. Call them whatever you want. Righteousness versus evil. That's what it was really about. It's a war. The war that an organization that we're supposed to trust because they work for us and they're supposed to be bipartisan, nonpartisan, in fact, call the FBI, and they thwart it to go to war with you, the citizen, who duly, freely elected a president of the United States against all odds, and you're at war. We are the ones who are we're the poor people, and the rich people are the people that are in charge, the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas, the James Comeys, all these guys. They deal in numbers you and I don't even understand. These guys give each other $10, $20, $50, $100,000. They go to $35,000 a person dinners in order to get each other elected. And that's life-changing money for many of us. It's just crazy how this works out. Jean-Paul Sartre said, when rich people fight wars with one another, poor people are the ones to die. When he made that comment, people thought, that's so true, you know, it's not my kid's the one that had to go fight in Vietnam or whatever else is what old people say. My kid fought in World War. I fought in World War II for some rich man to stay back here and all that. The war is being fought right now. And the poor people are the ones dying. Hillary Clinton didn't die in this war she's been fighting. Haitians died. People that trusted Hillary Clinton in her dream. Barack Obama didn't lose a war. He became filthy rich in it. But you know who suffered? Black folks suffered mightily under him. Poor people that trusted him, that wanted to believe in the American dream, that he was going to bring it back. He brought nothing back. Barack Obama brought oppression. Oppression to poor people. Forget ideological battles here. We're talking about a president who said to more than half the people in this country, I don't give a crap what you think. You're going to get Obamacare. You're going to get guns running to Mexico. I'm going to kill the veterans at the VA. I'm going to persecute conservative groups who would dare want to get a 501c4 or c3 standing. I'm going to kill State Department people, and you know what? You're not going to do anything. You have no say in what I do. If I want to ship $400 million to Iran and add another $1.3 billion on top of that and give you an excuse for it, you will take it. Who do you think suffers when, as Barack Obama has allowed the spread of terror around the country, encouraged it around the world? He's encouraged it. Who suffers? Hillary Clinton, she's suffering. She's cutting deals with Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, all these major countries who are cutting deals with corporations, and she's getting benefit. She's putting our national security at risk, giving control of uranium to our mortal enemy and accusing the other guy of doing it. When rich people fight wars with one another, poor people are the ones to die. You know, we think about rich and poor, we get these dividing lines, and it's funny to me. The government will tell you this. They say things like, if you make over $70,000 a year, you're no more happy. That's the magic number. You think any of them would be happy with that number? The answer is no. What they're telling you is, you can have no more joy in being a millionaire or a billionaire than you can have at $70,000 a year. So what they're saying, in effect, folks, is don't measure yourself by the amount of money you make. Well, isn't that something you would say to yourself? Let me ask you this. I'll ask the question a different way. Do you believe that if somebody has more money than you, that they are a better human being than you? I would venture to say every single one of us said no. In fact, you know many people that have more money than you that you go, that's a fool right there. He's got the money because he got it from his parents, or it's, you know, illicit, or maybe he got it, you know, through some luck of the draw or however it occurred. But you still look at him and go, I wouldn't trade for his life or her life. Would you want to be Hillary Clinton? She's got over $100 million in the bank. I ask you, ladies listening to this program, would you want to be Hillary Clinton? Okay, guys, you ready? Would you want to be Bill? I don't think so. Money is not the measure of us, right? It's not supposed to be. There's a saying, poor is the man who does not know his own intrinsic worth and tends to measure everything by relative value. A man of financial wealth who values himself by his financial net worth is poorer than a poor man who values himself by his intrinsic self-worth. So in other words, poverty does not make you a man or not. It doesn't mean you are a failure as a man because you may happen to, you know, not make as much money as your buddy. Isn't that a good thing to teach? So if that's the case, why do we spend so much time worrying about the poor? Worrying about how much money they have? Why doesn't the government focus on building the self-worth within the poor so they can say, you know what, I may not have as much money as somebody, but I'm having an amazing life? Why is it they seem fixated on evening out the money? Is it just because, oh, you know what, this will be more fair? And you know what's funny about this? Everybody who talks about evening out the money is filthy rich. Are they really looking to even out the money? Do you believe Hillary Clinton really wants to say, I'm going to even this money out? Because when she said to America, to the world, when Bill and I left the White House, we were broke. They aren't anymore. So she evened it out, and now they've gone from being worth, I don't know, half a million, quarter million, $1 million, to hundreds of millions of dollars. So she fixed it. Did she fix it for everybody else? Barack Obama wasn't worth more than $5 million when he entered the White House. He's worth probably close to $100 million now. He gets $400,000 a speech. I don't know where they're asking him to speak anymore. Haven't seen very much of that. Interesting point that it seems like it may be drying up. But his book deal was supposedly the largest book deal in history. I'm sure there are people out there that still love the man. His benefactors. I don't really know. But I'll tell you this, he got pretty doggone rich, but I don't think that girl who says she's going to get all her bills paid, I don't think she's doing as well. I'm just curious. See, there's something about poverty. I tell this to people all the time, that had it not been for me being poor, I wouldn't be the same guy growing up poor and seeing it and understanding it. I wouldn't be the same person. I would see very, very wealthy people come visit the ranch where my grandparents worked as caretakers for a very wealthy family, and I didn't begrudge them. I just looked at them and I learned. I looked at their habits. I looked at what they did. I looked at their kids. And I thought to myself, that's a lucky kiddo right there who really doesn't understand how lucky he is or she is. That's what I would say. I didn't begrudge him. No, I didn't feel like, oh, man, if I was in their place, I would just go, you know, they don't really get it. They got lots of opportunities here to do things that most kids don't get. But you know what? I could see it. I could see that they lacked that drive or whatever it was that was instilled in me because of that poverty, because of that hungry belly every now and then. You know what I mean? It's a metaphorical hungry belly because I never missed any meals with my grandparents. But that hunger for more. Seeing somebody flying on a private jet and going, whoa, people do that? Yeah, I'd never been on an airplane until I got to go with a very wealthy family overseas. Maybe that's not the case. I probably flew Southwest somewhere. But I didn't fly overseas until a wealthy family, this family took me with them. You know, so you got to see how things worked and you were like, wow, this is interesting. This is different. But it always cracks me up that the left, they put these dividing lines between rich and poor, and they make one's good and one's bad. Is it really? Is poverty really that bad? Because I don't think it was. It instilled in something in me that I can almost guarantee you most of my friends who had money didn't get. And I don't understand why the left is not made to pay for that. Because they always tell us, you know, don't measure yourself by your money, but that's what they always tend to do. Just my thoughts.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Need a special counsel to look at Secretary Clinton and her campaign and her activities, as we are Donald Trump. We need to clean up our system. But let's be honest here, Sean. Bernie Sanders had pulled out effectively before California and was negotiating for a plane and speaking engagements in the fall before he even lost and before he even conceded.
But wait a minute. But this was signed long before that.
This is corrupt. Bernie Sanders wasn't honest. My party is rotting to the core.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the Doug Schoen. You know, he sounds like, people confuse me with this guy all the time, and I don't know why. But it sounds like David Webb, you know, black dude on Fox. And David and I are friends, but David's got that New York accent. Like, and I swear, when I heard Doug Schoen saying this, I was like, "When did he host?" you know, or something like that. He sounds just like this dude. So the party is rotten to the core. The Democrats are rotten. Just rotten. You rotten eggs, sulfur smell, you know, pull my finger, whatever. They are rotten. And it doesn't change. Everywhere you walk with them, you're like, what's that smell? I don't know. You know, you're like, smell like a sewer. Anyway, let's keep on walking. Yeah, walking down the street. It's still here. It's because you're hanging with the Democrat. They're just nasty, rotten people. And I know they people get mad at me. They say,
Kevin, come on now. You can't be saying that.
Well, yeah, you can. It's the truth. They're rotten and nasty. Just terrible folks. And let me give you some ideas. So I want to play. This is a guy who he's a Democrat, I think, running for Congress. And well, just the story speaks for itself. I won't even have to say very much. And I got a couple of other clips we'll try to get in during this segment. But here's a Democrat. His name is David Alcorn.
Democrat David Alcorn is running for the state's District 2 congressional seat. But tonight he's behind bars for allegedly stalking a woman in Santa Fe. News 13 first told you about the accusations against Alcorn in late October. A woman attending a Halloween party on October 28th at a hotel in Santa Fe says she started receiving persistent texts from Alcorn, some suggesting that he was watching her, other messages professing his love for her along with a picture of his genitals. Later that night, the woman says Alcorn texted her again that he was outside her apartment. A warrant for Alcorn's arrest was issued on October 30th. We now know that rather than turning himself into Santa Fe police, Alcorn was just arrested Friday in Albuquerque. Police were called to the Villa de San Felipe apartments on Cole near 7th for a welfare check. Police did not elaborate on what happened when they got to the scene, just that Alcorn was arrested. He's not facing any new charges from APD, according to jail records. It's unclear why Alcorn was there. All of his publicly listed addresses are for Milan, New Mexico. Alcorn is now sitting in MDC on a no bond hold so he can be extradited to Santa Fe.
Every time I think about these Democrats, I think about the show Forged in Fire. They will kill. There's this one guy, he's a martial arts expert with knives, and they'll do a test on the whatever thing they have him make, a sword, a knife, or whatever, and it will kill. Leftists will kill you. They will beat the crap out of you, or they will kill you. That is a fact. I watched a show a video where some guy criticized Muhammad, and he gets out of the building and Muslims just beat the dude to death. They beat him to death. And I remember thinking to myself, how barbaric. That's awful. Look at what they're doing to that man. You know, and it was like, you know, only this is a culture that does it. And then it dawned on me. No, Democrats will do it. They'll do it. If Milo, just using him as an example, if he left a college or university without security and people saw him, don't be surprised it wouldn't surprise me one bit to find out they beat the crap out of him. Kill the man, whatever. Wouldn't strike me as odd. I mean, it would be crazy but liberals are crazy. Leftists are crazy. Here we got another one here. Let's play this one. This is learning that Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, the Windy City, while he was working for President Obama, he helped the one of the Anwan brothers, these IT guys that work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So we're tying now these Anwan brothers back to the source, which is likely, you know, the Obama administration. So interesting. Here it is. Here's a clip.
Emanuel accused of helping a now indicted former Democratic IT aide. According to a newspaper in Pakistan, Chicago's mayor intervened while serving as Obama's chief of staff to get Imran Awan cleared of land fraud charges overseas years ago. He is currently charged with bank fraud while working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats on the Hill.
Ouch. It'd be tough to sell that one. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. So, The Obama administration helped Aiwan get rid of land fraud charges, I think is what they called it, overseas, so they could bring him over here and he could embezzle or do what he did, criminal activities here. And now he's, he may be back. I think he's testifying. Speaking of testifying, those guys up from Fusion GPS, they testified, yesterday, 2 days ago? They testified about their part in this whole Democrat scam of making the Russians, tying the Russians to the, on the necks of the Republicans. I'll get it out. Don't worry. So, I'm curious as to what that testimony is. I haven't seen anything yet, but I'm definitely wanting to know what's going on there. So, maybe we'll find out more. What else we got here? Oh, France in terror. Do we have time to play that clip? Okay, let's play that one.
He may want to reform France. First, he must protect it.
This law will allow us to end the state of emergency as of the 1st of November, while fully guaranteeing the security of our fellow citizens.
France's emergency measures were imposed after 130 people were killed in Paris in November 2015. They have been renewed 6 times. In that time, another 92 people have been killed in Paris, Nice, Marseille, and elsewhere. This year alone, there have been 11 terror attacks and 14 prevented. And there are new fears of French jihadists returning from Syria and Iraq. Little wonder, perhaps, the public's support for tough new law.
It's true for France and it's true for other countries. You can't really have liberty and democracy cohabit with security. You have to make a choice. And in France, as of now, France has made a choice, and a very clear choice, security.
France's new laws normalize many of the provisions of recent emergency laws. They give France's security services and police force unprecedented power to act without the constraints of the judiciary. And for some, that has serious consequences for France's civil rights, particularly the civil rights of this country's Muslim population. Muslim leaders are predictably concerned the new law will become a license to harass.
Et on a peur que cette loi...
We're scared that this law in practice will target a person's appearance, the colour of their skin, their religious belief, the way they dress, the way they speak. We're scared this law will be misinterpreted and that Muslims will be targeted, quite simply.
The police now have greater freedom to conduct raids and impose house arrest. Activists insist this will increase the suspicion and isolation of French Muslims when what is needed is engagement and cooperation. The reality is France's new president can't take the risk. He knows his legacy could be defined as much by how he deals with terrorism as by how he modernizes France's economy. Civil rights may suffer, but for now the new law has overwhelming support.
Say it ain't so. France cracking down on Muslims. Yeah. See, what's funny about that, you don't hear about this. We just did a video. I think it was it Poland? Somewhere they were screaming, F the Muslims, F the refugees, or something like that. Now, you know, I'm not condoning the language, but the country was saying, we're done. We've had enough. There were 2 countries. And I told my guy to put the video together. I go, how many others? He goes, Kevin, how many examples do you want? He goes, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. You know, he went country by country. He goes, we could make these videos 2 hours long. I said, no, we don't want to do that. So we chose 2 countries, and you see people just screaming, get them out of here. They're sick of it. They're sick of the way that they're being forced to live. They're sick of these people that are coming over trying to implement countercultures, and laws to enforce these new countercultural rules.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.